now your host, self-made millionaire and national award-winning investor of the year, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Yes, my friends, this show is about you, for you, designed to help you. And today, we want to talk about helping you to enjoy the holiday of Labor Day at a much higher level of enjoyment than you've ever enjoyed it before. When you think about the term Labor Day, you ask yourself this question: what does that mean? We're celebrating labor. Wow. Why would we celebrate labor? Laboring. The act of laboring. Labor. I don't think that's a neat thing. Sure, somebody's got to do it, but I don't think it's something you'd ever really celebrate. Are you celebrating that people work themselves to the bone? Are you celebrating that people are getting nowhere by working themselves to the bone? Hey, listen, laying out by my pool this last couple days, suntan and listen to waterfalls, you know, just enjoying life. You sit there and you sometimes just start to think introspectively and go, what is going on with all this? But something came up that was really interesting because I got an email from a guy, a gentleman, that said, you know, I'm so afraid. I've already joined your program, but I'm afraid to tell my parents. And I guess his parents live with him or something like that, and his wife and kids. So it's like one of these three generational families living together. And then it really dawned on me, and I started talking with somebody else that, you know, is in the same level of existence that I am. And we started discussing this concept of what we really do here on the radio. And it really became clear to me what's really going on. What's going on is there is a tremendous number of you out there that have just two clicks higher of intellectual capacity than those around you. The rest of you, the people around you, your parents, your family, your spouses, your kids, your neighbors, your banker, your CPA, your attorney, they are all lemmings. They're either a part of the liberal genre out there trying to tell you that the world's unfair, or they're a part of the conservative genre out there trying to tell you to get a job and work for the rest of your life and be conservative. But whatever it is, I've figured this out. You're hiding from those people. And this radio show is your little glimpse into the other world. Some of you might not have ever read the book by Ayn Rand or Ian Rand called Atlas Shrugged, but for those of you who have, I want you to think about John Galt. I want you to think about someone who has found the secret land that can bring people and is secretly bringing people to the secret land. The land with prosperity, with respect, with dignity, where intelligence matters, and being a lemming is not allowed. Welfare is not allowed in this world. Nothing is allowed except production and success. Wow, you're one of those people, and you're looking for that world where you will be provided directly and proportionally to the amount that you put out in this world, as opposed to going to work every day and getting a crumb from what you're doing, or as opposed to living off welfare and having not even but a crumb. You are looking for a way to transcend into a different world. That's what you're trying to do. That's why you're listening to this show. Some of you are probably listening to this show in secret, in private. It's very possible that you're doing this in private. You don't want anybody to know that you'd listen to something as crazy as this, but you really like it. It stimulates you to look inside of the real problems out there, the real truths that are going on around you. And when we dissect these problems in this show down to what they really mean, you're excited because you're going, these people see it the way I see it. I finally have someone I can count on to go to. Now, how do I get to where they're at? And that's what this show's about. Again, it's about you. It's for you. It's to help you. You are what this show's about. When you come up to this crossroads in your life, you never really see them. You just kind of go one way or the other. Some of us are introspective. We stop at the crossroads for a second and take a thought. but some of us just could blow on right by. Only when you look back at life, go, you know, if I hadn't have done that, I would be so much better off. Or if I hadn't have done that, I'd be so much better off. Or turn it around. Some of us look back and go, boy, that was the turning point in my life. That's what made a difference. That's why I am where I am today. Those, my friends, of you that I can find. If I can pull you out of the shadows, if I can save your life and bring you over to the other side where wealth and prosperity and success is at, then I've done what I've been put on this earth to do, which is to go out into the shadows and bring people back into the light. Yes, my friends, this is your chance to stop at the fork of the road and decide. Are you going to continue doing for the rest of your life what you've been doing? And continue getting what you've been getting for the rest of your life. Do you want to celebrate labor? Do you want to celebrate laboring? Do you want to celebrate Labor Day? Or would you rather be where the rest of us are, where every day is a holiday, and we don't go out into public on holidays because that's where the rookie people go to play? You wonder why people all get out and get drunk on Labor Day and get killed in car accidents and all that negative stuff? Because they're so happy to be freed one extra day a year, a three-day weekend, as opposed to a free life. I prefer to stay in on Labor Day because the laborers are out free in the world going crazy. It's like a three-day insanity pitch. I would rather relax in comfort. And then when it's all over, like today, I'll hit the streets. I'll go out and have a good time the rest of the week because there won't be all these crazy people out there. You see, it's really not about the craziness and all that. It's really about you. Where do you fit? Do you feel a little awkward with all that craziness? Do you realize that there's something wrong with celebrating one day out of the year for labor, for laboring, for Labor Day? If you feel that, and if you feel like you've come to the crossroads in your life, then it's time for you and I to get connected. You can email me at askdell@luinc. Email me your questions. But if you really want to get going, if you want to get some answers today, give me a call. Our number here is 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. Give me a call. Express your indecision. Express your needs. Get involved. Share your challenges. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about step one, step two, step three. What does it take to move from where you're at right now to where you want to be? That's what this is all about. Again, it's about you. It's for you. This is designed to help you. You now need to get involved. You need to make a commitment to do something. And you need to do something today. Give me a call today, right here on the radio show. Man up. I've got stuff to talk about, but I would rather talk to you about your stuff. Because we've just gone through another Labor Day of your life. Another laboring day is where you're at today. If you're out there, if you're laboring, if you're struggling, and yet you know that's not where you're supposed to be, then you need to take some massive action. Let's get in touch. Let's make a move. Let's make a change. Or let's at least talk about why you think you can't. I know you're out there, and I know you're hiding in the shadows. I know you don't want to let your liberal friends know that you're not happy with the politically correct lifestyle you're living. And I know that you don't want to let your conservative parents begin to think that you would invest in something outside of stocks and bonds and mutual funds and 401ks and IRAs. They're all a part of the collective insanity too. Even though you love them, even though they're conservative to a fault, to the point where they've lost the ability to make logical decisions. They are lemmings also. They're lemmings of the conservative movement. Now, we have to understand that this isn't about a political conversation. This is just what these people hide behind. They hide behind it to drag you in behind that rock. And you, my friend, it's time for you to stand up and step out from behind the shadows. It's time for you now to think about, do you want to be laboring for another year, for another 20, 30, or 40 years? When do you let go of laboring? When do you start to live your life? That's the real question here. Do you want to? Will you? 866-606-TALK. Let's start the conversation. 866-606-8255. And let's complete the conversation. Because why? Because we're here for you. The show's about you. And it can help you.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're going to be working on your personal needs. Question and answer situation right now. Give us a call at 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. And by the way, we're having a little problem with our bumper music today, so if it sounds like we're just fading in or fading out, that's because we have lost control of the bumper music, so hang in there with us. Today's article that I'm going to start with here is, someone sent this to me over the weekend, said, how quickly will you reach your first $1 million? They wanted me to go through this article, and as I read it, I thought it was really like the rant of a crazy person. It's so disjointed and so unbelievably unprofound, it's pitiful. But when you read between the lines, there's actually something to learn from it, which is how the average person that writes about business and finances, and this girl writes for Forbes magazine, has absolutely no idea how business works, which is amazing to me. These people have no idea. But let's go ahead and dig into this, and I'll chop through a few of the giant limbs that make no sense at all here. It starts out and says, how quickly will you reach your first $1 million? For current or prospective entrepreneurs, how long will it take to earn your first $1 million? And for those businesses have already passed that mark, how long did it take? That's the premise of the article. But then the article goes crazy left, crazy west by northwest into some land I've never heard of. She first of all starts talking about some entrepreneur that decided that after he had retired, he was going to do a research study on how long it took for people to earn their first million. And I'm not even going to give you the guy's name because I've never heard of the guy and I don't have any idea other than the fact that she says he's going to write a book, why all this is on here. But, you know, here's the basic premise of the deal. Is it okay, how long does it take for a person to make their first $1 million? Now, if you go into it, now we'll look at the detail and start seeing how really strange this article is. It starts out by stating that by studying the U.S. Census data, we discovered there are 22.5 million non-employer businesses in 2011 that earned an average of $44,000 a year, slightly less than the average U.S. wage of $45,790. And this is even more daunting when you realize that all the overhead and expenses for these one-person businesses also had to come out of that sum. Well, first of all, this just shows you how really messed up our country is. They're calling a one-person business a business. Here at Lifestyles, we don't call it a business. You know, we call it self-employment. When you're the only person working in your business, you don't own a business, you own a job. You get up and go to work every day, and if you don't get up and go to work, you don't make any money. That's not a business. So what you maybe have is you maybe have a trade. Maybe you're a doctor, a lawyer, a cement mixer, or a plumber, or electrician. Maybe you got a trade. Maybe you got a degree of some kind, but you don't have a business. A business is when other people work for you and make you money, and you sit at home and relax, go travel. That's a business. This isn't a business. And then look at this. They're saying that 22.5 million people that think they own businesses are only making $44,000 a year. Gross. Now get this, that's gross. They're saying then you have to take out of their operating expenses on top of that. But then they're showing you that as a job, you can make $45,790. So what is this article telling you? Right out of the blocks, first paragraph, it's saying, forget about being an entrepreneur. It doesn't make any sense. You might as well just go and get a job. You're not going to get anywhere. 22.5 million have tried. And look, they're making less money than the median income out there. Whew, that's crazy. It goes on and says, but she also discovered an encouraging and growing number of one-person businesses with revenues of $1 million or more. In 2011, there were 26,744, up from 24,945 in 2010. An impressive 209,000 had revenues of $500,000 to $999,000. So there were, let's see, 209,000 businesses that have between $500,000 and $1 million in revenue, and 368 had even exceeded $5 million. Most of these were sole proprietorships, truly one-person businesses, though the data included some partnerships and small corporations as well. On the whole, the analysis, while encouraging, shows us the dream of making it big in your own, while clearly possible and proven for a growing number of entrepreneurs, is still a very big stretch. Well, it sounds like she's being negative, right? But the truth of the matter is she's being even more negative than she even understands, because she doesn't understand business. A business doesn't survive on its gross sales. So it doesn't matter if you make $500,000 to $999,000, because the average return on a business is somewhere off of the gross sales. I'm sorry, the net from the gross sales is anywhere from 1 to 10%. It just, so let's say you make the math at 10%. If you make $1 million in sales, you're making $100,000 a year. If you're making $500,000, you're only making $50,000 a year. Okay, that's okay, but it's not exciting. And the truth of the matter is most businesses, like say you own your own little gas station or grocery store, those businesses have a net to gross of somewhere around 1% to 4%. Grocery stores, I think, are 3 or 4. You know, department stores are 3 or 4. These things don't make that much money compared to the gross sales they have to churn to get there. So if these small businesses are churning less than $1 million a year, then the people doing these businesses aren't making very much money. So it's even more negative than she's saying. She's saying, look, it may take a long time and it may be hard to get up to 500 to a million, but you might get there sometime in the future. Not very likely. But what I'm saying to you is that's even a ridiculous concept, because she's not talking about what they're making. She's already told you what they're making, 44,000 a year average. This is insane, guys. This isn't what it's all about. Now, I'm going to take you one step further and give you an example. To make $1 million in sales, you only need to buy one apartment complex. Yes, one apartment complex, about 100 units, and you're going to pull down $80,000 a month in sales. That's $1 million a year. $83,000 a month is $1 million a year. One apartment complex gets you there. So while they're saying it will take forever and ever and ever to get there, while they're saying that you could kill yourself before you get there, we're saying go out and buy one apartment complex and you've outdone almost every other entrepreneurial opportunity out there in the world today. There it is. That's what it tells me. It tells me these people are crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And how long is it taking them to get there? Oh my gosh, when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you that information. It will blow your mind what they're telling you is happening out there. But I want you to realize that net, you know, if you have a 100-unit apartment complex, you're making somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000 a month tax-free. These guys on these businesses that are making $44,000 a year, they got to pay taxes. They got to pay overhead. They're not making squat. That is not the way you want to look at your way. It's not your way to become financially free. It's not going to work. It's going to be a struggle. It's going to be painful. And I meet hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have done the same thing. And when I'm done with them, they don't want to do it anymore. 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. You've come to a crossroads in your life. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. We'll be right back. If I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Wamsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Today we're discussing coming to the fork in the road and taking the path less traveled. Now what we're really discussing, honestly, is about why do people try to neg you out? Why is the public, why is Forbes letting people write just ridiculous articles about things? And then standing behind this is where the country's really at. We're talking about the fact that this lady did this article about another lady who did this survey. And the survey was asking, you know, how long does it take for you to make your first $1 million? Well, they've not even discussed in actuality even one chance of making $1 million. They're saying that if you make $1 million in sales, you're probably going to make $44,000 in net profits. And that doesn't mean you've made $1 million. It means you made $44,000, okay? So they go on and they ask this question of 10,000 people. They interview 10,000 people, right? Or more, but 10,000 respond. And here's what they got. Only two individuals had successfully created companies with $1 million in revenue in less than 1 year. Now, folks, I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that have done it in less than 1 year. What are they doing? You know, look, you go out there and you start a business, and what happens? You got to start marketing. You got to find somebody to buy your product. You got to go produce your product, or you got to produce a service. While you're producing a service and a product, do you have time to do more marketing? In most cases, no, you don't. So you just get caught up with the two or the five or the eight or the 10 customers slowly through a long period of advertising and referrals. You end up with 10 customers, 20, 100 customers. That's not the way to go into business. You buy an apartment complex the day you buy it. You've got 100, 200, 300 customers the day you buy it. There it is. You've got a built-in revenue stream from day one. You're going to improve it. You're going to raise your rents. You're going to provide a better product to raise your rents. You're going to provide a better service to raise your rents. You're just going to raise your rents. You're going to continue to do the right thing to lower your overhead and costs so that you can have a better bottom line. But that's all working on your business. It's not working in your business. See, the day you start your own business, as this lady's talking about, you got to get up with your tool belt and go to work. But that's not what happens when you buy an apartment complex. You've got a manager. You may have an assistant manager. You have a maintenance supervisor, a maintenance technician, AC guy. You've got landscaping crews. You've got a pool company. You've got all these people that work for you so you don't work. You sit at home like I do right now looking out this window at the most beautiful scene I've ever seen in my whole life called my backyard. I'm not going to work. I own right now 13 companies. I'm not at any of those 13 companies. I'm here talking to you, trying to save your life so that you don't get up with your tool belt every day and go to work. And I don't care if your tool belt is a calculator and a pen. It's still getting up and grabbing your tool belt and going to work every single day. They go on to say that, all right, only two out of 10,000 were able to create $1 million worth of sales. Remember, that means they made $44,000 that year if they created $1 million worth of sales. And then it goes on and says, but 62% of the people who did eventually accomplish $1 million worth of sales, the average amount of time to accomplish that was 11 years. 11 years of getting up and going to work every single day. Is that really what you want? Most entrepreneurs work more like 8 to 12 hours a day instead of the normal 8. Because they not only have to put on the tool belt and do 8 hours worth of good old American hard work, but they have to then come home and do the accounting, the bookkeeping. They have to do the marketing, the advertising. They have to take care of all the other issues that are involved in running a business. They don't hire a bookkeeper. They don't hire an accountant. We do. We don't do that work. We have people that do that work, but they don't. Because there they are on that $44,000 a year, even if they make $1 million, scrimping and saving by doing the work themselves. Some of you are in a shadow right now going, that's me. I feel this. You're talking about me. I'm saying, yes, this show's about you. This show's for you. I'm here to help you. But you have got to make a decision. Many of you have listened to Steve Davis on this radio show here for 2-3 years and not done anything. It's time to start doing something. It's time to take decisive action. Get a plan. Send me an email at askdell@luinc.com. If that's too gutsy for you, friend me on Facebook. Okay? Friend me. I'll friend you. Start watching what other people are doing. Pay attention. Ask me questions. You know, this is something where somebody is trying to pull you out of the shadows and into the light. All you have to do is take my hand and take that step, and you'll be there. Then we'll work on all the issues. The issues are important, but they're just issues. There's something you can overcome. But the biggest issue that you're running into is that you're in that shadow because you don't want to come out, because you're afraid, because you know you're going to get criticism from your family. You know you're going to get criticism from your mother and father. You're going to get it from your spouse. You're going to get it from the employees at work, your friends. They're all going to go, what do you care about entrepreneurialism? There is a tailgate party this weekend that was just unbelievable. We got so smashed, we couldn't even stand up. We're so hungover now, ha, ha, ha. This is a fun life. This is what it's all about. We'll get back up on Tuesday and go back to work hungover. Yeah, now that's the life. No, my friends, that's not the life. People drink for one of two reasons. To have fun or to be fun. Now think about this for a second. Why do you need alcohol to have fun or to be fun unless you're not fun and not having fun? When you go out there and get blasted like a lunatic, which, by the way, I've done many times, so I'm not pointing fingers. But I'm saying what you're doing is you're killing pain. You're killing brain cells, but you're also killing the pain. You're overcoming the pain with the instantaneous result of alcoholism. So that's okay. I don't hold that against anybody. What I do hold against you is that you can't wake up on Tuesday and go out and change your life. Because now you're a waste product. How many of you feel this way about yourself or about somebody else that just can't get going? I saw this thing. It was on, I think it was one of the judge shows, Judd Mathis, I think it was, where this kid was like 35 years old suing his dad because he wouldn't let him live in his house. Well, it's not your house, ding dong. It's your dad's house. And you're a 35-year-old loser that can't figure out how to get through life. And now you're blaming it on your parents that you're a loser. Guys, come out from underneath that rock. Get out here and realize the world will give you whatever you're willing to ask for if you're willing to take it. But to do that, you're going to have to stop listening to all this negative stuff. Let me give you the last little pearls of wisdom. So what should you be taking away from this article this lady's saying? Here it is. 1 and 2, this is what you're hearing everywhere you go. Every person you're talking to says this: success is seldom instantaneous. Wow. Stories of fast success you keep hearing and reading are actually much fewer and further between than you would think. There it is, folks. Don't even try. It's not real. Well, I'm here to tell you, this lady's out of her mind. It is real. It's happening on a regular basis. We have a couple families a month retire making over $1 million in gross sales a year on their first or second year of being in business. And many people are making even more than that. Yes, way more than that. Not everybody, but many people. This lady is telling you you're a loser and you have nothing in life to look forward to. Her second point is, if it seems like everyone else in business is progressing further and faster than you, you're probably wrong. You're probably further along in life than they are. Whoa, what kind of a come out from underneath of a rock statement is that? If you know that you're a loser, the only way to feel good about being a loser is to make everybody else more of a loser than you. Where's the positivity in that? Where's the American dream in that? I saw a show the other day. It was an incredible show. This guy, I think he was Iranian, just got his citizenship. He goes, I am not living the American dream. I am living the American reality. Because it's not a dream. It is a reality. There is better chance here in America to becoming wealthy than anywhere in the world. It is not the American dream, my friends. It is the American reality. And if you're not living the American reality, it's because you've forgotten about the American dream. 866-606-TALK. We'll be right back with the last segment.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Back to Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a show about you, for you, to help you. And our number here is 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. If you'd like to squeeze in this last segment, I've got multitudes of material here to work with, but the reality is it's way more fun to answer your questions and get closer to someone who really needs the help. Having said that, I'm going to talk about a gentleman I've been working with for about a week or so now, back and forth in emails. And the gentleman is a member, and he signed up because he had lost his job. And I guess what happened was he can't find a job he wants. Now, here's where common sense has to come into place. This gentleman is wanting to take his life savings, which I believe it's his life savings. I'm just going by what I'm inferring from what he's saying, that all he has to invest is about $50,000, and he wants to buy an apartment complex with it. Well, the challenge is the rest of the email that came with it, which I'm just going to paraphrase. His wife had three or four operations in a row. Now, what that means to me is if she's just coming off her fourth operation, she's probably not working either. And so you've got him not working, and you've got the wife not working, and you've got a measly little $50,000 worth of life savings. If he goes and invests that money, he will make some money, no doubt. Real estate investing pays a cash on cash return of somewhere between 10 and 20% if done correctly, which means that on his $50,000 at 10%, he would make $5,000 a year, I think it would be. You'll see 10% of 50 would be $5,000. And if he makes 20% return, he might make $10,000 a year. But that's not enough for him and his family to survive on. $10,000 a year isn't enough. And so this decision, this move at this time, is not one that I believe is a logical move for him. You're trying to motivate us to do something. Well, yes, I'm trying to motivate you to do something in a logical manner. And so what I would suggest for this gentleman, if he's listening on the radio show today, or if he picks us up in a podcast, is that you need to go back to work, sir. And I don't know what it is you're looking for as far as a job, to say that you're not finding the job that's right for you. And you're making that very specific. It's not that you can't find a job. You're not finding the job that you want. And I'm telling you, a job is a job. You get up in the morning, you go to work, you take your tool belt, whether it's a calculator and a pen or an actual tool belt, and you go to work and you come home at night. That is not the panacea. That is not the solution, and never will be the panacea or the solution. But you do it to feed your family. Then if you're feeding your family, whether your wife's working full time with a good job to pay, has enough money coming in to
feed your family and pay your bills, or whether you and her together feed your family and pay your bills. Now that $50,000 becomes accessible. It becomes operational. Whereas before, it is actually what you're going to live on. It is right now your rainy day fund, and the world is raining around you with problems. You're unemployed, your wife's sick. That's a problem. That's what a rainy day fund's for. But if you use up your rainy day fund, now you're going to start getting yourself into real problems. Bad credit, bad debt, ruining your credit score, et cetera, et cetera. So my friends, let's look at what we talked about today. We've talked about coming out of the shadows. Here's a gentleman that came out of the shadows. And even though he's on the right path, he owns 3 rent houses, by the way, so he's done some good things. I think he should just keep going with rent houses until he, because it's small, incremental, safe, and he can continue to add cash flow. But he needs to get a job if he wants to go into an apartment, just so he has enough money to pay for his bills, or until he saves up enough money that the apartment purchase would actually retire him, or retire one of the two of them in their family if the other one's working. This is where logic meets motivation. And that's the balance that you're looking for. That's what we do at Lifestyles. We take you by the hand and we figure out what is logical for you to do at this point in your life. That's that fork in the road. And sometimes forks have 3 different ways to go. And 2 of those are disastrous. And the 3rd one is more conservative. In other words, off to the left here, it's saying just go back to work and live like you're going to live the rest of your life, because you are who you are, and don't try to break out of that. The one on the right saying, yahoo, go buy an apartment complex you can't afford to buy and hope everything else works out okay. And the 3rd one, the one in the middle, says we're going forward, we're going straight, we're going to make progress, but we're going to do it in a logical manner that's safe. Because rule number 1 is never lose money. Rule number 2 is you have to have enough cash flow to survive. And rule number 3, the fun one, is you don't get rich slow. And you won't get rich slow, like this article that we've been reading today is talking about. It won't take you 11 years, even if you do it the logical way. It will take you 2 years. It might take you 5 years. We've seen people retire an average between 2 and 7 years, 7 being the longest, 2 being the shortest, although I shouldn't say that. I've had people retire in 1 year. What we're saying, though, is that it shouldn't take the amount of time that you're expecting it to take. And unlike this lady, it's not going to take 11 years to get there. My friends, it's time for you to make the logical decisions. I want you to do this. Write this down. Ask Dell at LUINC.com. Ask Dell, D-E-L, at LUINC.com. I want you to email me this week. Let's get on this. Tell me what you need to get started. Tell me what your fears are. Tell me what your situation is. We'll work it through. That's what the show's for. We'll work it through. And for the rest of you out there, hey, enjoy your 3-day weekend. Remember, Labor Day is about laboring, and you are laboring so that you can have a Labor Day holiday of 3 days. Yes, that is the rest of your life. You will have 3 days. What a wonderful life to look forward to. Or maybe not. The rest of you, they're hiding out, intellectually knowing that's not what you want, then take a step this week. Do something this week. Call me, email me, text me, Facebook me. Do something to take a step forward. Because we're out here in the sunlight. You can step out in the sunlight too and enjoy the world with us. But you're going to have to take the step. We can't do that for you. Have a wonderful day. And remember always, we're not doing this for the money. We're doing it for the lifestyle. See you tomorrow.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.